Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
God appointed Moses and Aaron to lead his people out of Egyptian bondage to the land of promise. He gave them signs to show both to their fellow countrymen and to the Egyptian Pharaoh that God had indeed chosen Moses and Aaron as the leaders of the nation of Israel, and that he was guiding the two Hebrews in their work. The Israelite people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Exodus 4:31. After all this had taken place, Moses and Aaron went in and told the Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Exodus 5:1. Can you imagine how the Pharaoh, the most powerful monarch in the world, must have felt when two slaves demanded that they be set free to go into the wilderness to hold a feast? The Pharaoh believed he owned the slaves, body, soul, and spirit. Egypt had owned the Hebrews for more than 400 years. And standing before the Pharaoh are two slaves who did not even own the clothes on their bodies, demanding that the Pharaoh let the Israelites go. Pharaoh must have asked in his own mind, "Are these men ignorant or arrogant or just plain stupid?" Moses and Aaron explained to the Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go." The Pharaoh may have even reasoned, "If their God is so powerful, why did he let them become our slaves in the first place? Why has he not already delivered them?" But whatever the case, the Egyptian king had no intention of freeing the slaves. After all, the slaves meant great wealth to Egypt. They're the ones who built some of Egypt's greatest monuments. Besides, the slaves had no standing army and no weapons of war to enforce their demands. From the Pharaoh's standpoint, God's demand that he let the Israelites go was powerless and meaningless. There was nothing the slaves could do to make the Pharaoh let them go. The Pharaoh asked Moses and Aaron, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Exodus 5:2. The Egyptian people worshipped many gods of their own making. The Pharaoh may have given lip service to the gods of Egypt, but he knew they were powerless to do anything. They were not responsible for Egypt's greatness. So he probably saw no difference between the God of Moses and Aaron and the gods of Egypt. Why would he yield to the demands of two slaves? Although the Pharaoh may have known the name of God Almighty, he had no intention of letting his slaves leave Egypt. This was the beginning of one of the most unusual stories in the history of the world. Egypt was the most powerful and wealthiest nation on earth. The Israelite slaves, to some extent, had made Egypt a powerful and wealthy nation. On the other hand, the slaves had nothing. Why would the Pharaoh make the mistake of allowing the Israelites to leave his nation? He had no intention of obeying the voice of the Lord, if indeed Moses and Aaron were speaking for God. From the viewpoint of Bible believers, it is significant that Moses and Aaron said to the Egyptian Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel." This expression, or similar ones, are generously scattered throughout the Old Testament and to some extent in the New. But were Moses and Aaron actually speaking for God? God Himself endorsed their words by enabling them to perform miracles, signs, and wonders to show that they were God's spokesmen. As the story of the Exodus unfolds in the Old Testament, it ought to be obvious to everyone that these men spoke for God. The Pharaoh did not like what he heard, but eventually he had to realize that they were delivering to the Egyptians what God had said. It is a thrilling story of God's love and power. Thank you, and may God bless you.